Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
She's head of the Moth Club. He likes candles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives a carabolo. We start to fool the dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
And Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Guten Tag, everybody.
Ah, yes. Hello, Fräulein.
How are you all?
Love it when you get German.
All well? All good? Yeah. All accounted for?
All cheesy. All what?
Accounted for.
I thought you just said all accounted for.
No. We're all present.
Yes, Miss Wilkes.
But do it in German, Steve. Do it in German.
Okay, speaking of, repeat after me. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
Four.
Wrong.
I'm so confused.
Repeat after me. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
What comes next?
And we have a winner. Well done. Second time round.
Cop that right.
I'm going to do that to my kids today. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to be the funniest person ever.
Every now and again, Ryan, it takes my little 88 brain a little bit longer to catch on. What was it? You did
actually,
one to me last week.
You know, actually, I do think it's because you're ADHD that you cop on quicker.
Yes. Yeah, that's
you might
what I mean.
Cop on the first time, but yeah. You will the second.
What was that one you did last week?
Oh, I forget.
There you go. See? Now, there's something you don't see every day, student. An honest teacher. Normally, the teacher would go, none of your business. Or why don't you remember?
Yeah, put it back on the person. Why don't you remember? It was so funny.
Did we do our homework, children? What was it about? I forget. That'd be nice.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, our brains are in gear and we've got our thinking caps on.
Well, I wouldn't say that if you just listened to the last minute.
I love it when your
inner teacher comes out and what's the word? Just gathering everyone, getting people in order.
Yep.
If I had another lifetime, I'd be teaching at Erowang Primary right now.
Wow, that's very specific.
People have big dreams. Yeah. Some people have different kind of dreams.
I can be equally as accurate as that. If I had another life, I'd be at a pub somewhere.
Okay, fair enough.
Waiting for it to open.
I do think primary school teacher, it would be a great job.
I do too.
Better than high school teacher.
Yeah, pressure's on with high school, yes. And they turn into jerks for a few years.
Yes, they do.
So
the teachers?
No, the kids. So it's much nicer in primary.
Oh, I think so, definitely.
I understand the hell you two are talking about. I think that would be one of the worst jobs in the world.
Primary school?
Teaching in general.
Really? Has to be one of the hardest, I reckon, teaching.
Yeah. And not paid a lot and all that. I know people are probably yelling about holidays, but really, half the time you're doing crap during that too, aren't you?
Of course you are. So preparing lessons and going to meetings.
I admire teachers because, as we all know, in 2024, it's not about the students. It's about the parents.
Exactly. And I don't see too many teachers leaving. You know, you go, 9 to 3, easiest hours ever. I live pretty much near our school.
Yeah.
I see a lot of teachers leaving between 4:30 and 6 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's changed. So when I was going to school, you'd hear the beep of the horn and the teacher waving at 3:01.
Out of my way, kids.
What's the lesson tomorrow, sir? Who cares, mate? I'm off to the pub.
Oh, dear.
That was the days when there were more male teachers as well, too.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, off you go to your teaching job.
At Erowang Primary School. Is that where you went to primary school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind, Ryan. What the hell are you going to teach?
You'd be a good PE teacher, Ryan.
Well, I actually did a year of PE teaching at uni.
Doesn't surprise me.
Best year of my life. It was so fun. It was about 10 hours of face-to-face teaching.
A random observation from us growing up to the male PE teacher.
Yeah.
What did they spend most of their time doing?
Well,
I know what you're going to say.
I'm not going to say it because I know one of my PE teachers even to this day.
Did you go out with him?
That's what I was going to ask. Oh, was he hitting on you?
Rizey, can you just answer my question without answering my question?
I knew what you were thinking, Steve.
Stop it.
She looked a lot older in year 12. Bloody true. Oh. I almost wanted to be a teacher. On the line.
You'll never know what you'll find. Hey, you've been looking at me. Well, I wanted to bring to the table something from Reverend Steve Harvey.
Who doesn't? I love Steve Harvey.
We both do.
We fanboy him.
Yeah. Now, he's not a reverend by any stretch of the imagination. He's a game show host, yes, amongst other things. He hosts Family Feud in the US. But
made famous for anyone who doesn't know is when he got, was it Miss Universe wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
It was.
I'm trying to think of where someone, oh, him.
Over here. Yeah. Yep. But now, some might say this is a bit wanky. But I think it's a great little motivational piece to start your day.
Oh, okay.
All right. Have a listen to Reverend Steve Harvey today.
Stop saying, I got to go to work. I got to work out. I got to get this weight off of me. I got to go and meet with the people at the school. I got to deal with my coworkers. Change one word in that sentence and everything about your life changes. I get to wake up in the morning. I get to go to work.
Hallelujah.
I get to go and meet with these people today. When you say I got to, you take all of your opportunities and all of your blessings and you wrap them up in stress by saying I got to. You take all the stress off of it when you say I get to.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah.
Don't amen, you think? Brother.
I like it except for work, but other than that... I got to go to work because I've got a mortgage. Everything
so
else,
true.
Everything I agree with, though.
Yeah.
But work? Nah, sorry, dude. Yeah. You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
Right? When billionaires and millionaires start preaching to me about I don't have to go to work, I get cranky. But everything else, I totally agree.
I agree.
Yeah, I do like that.
I do too. It kind of, because usually I skip over those things, but yeah, that one, that struck a chord.
Yeah.
Just that simple change in word, attitude.
Shows you great gratefulness. Grateful to be able to do all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Where do I put the money in the bowl? You too? But yeah, no, I do agree. The work one, though, always gets me. It's like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many positivity things you want to do. When we've got bills to pay,
yeah,
we got to go to work.
But yeah, he still goes to
work. Oh, no, it just sounded like, we've got to go to work.
He still goes to work, though.
Oh, no, sure.
Yeah.
To make more millions. But and again, though, started out with nothing.
Oh, yeah, completely.
He was a stand-up in LA, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, like, so self-made.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so many of those sort of things. You know, my favourite one is stop waking up and looking what's wrong with things.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yep,
like, and people will nod and agree.
Mm.
It's one of the hardest things not to do. Yeah. But if you stop looking, if you look at what's great about this instead of what's sucks about this.
Yeah, exactly.
It changes everything.
Well, it's that one word. It's all about what you just said, Ryz. Gratefulness.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, geez, I feel lighter now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hang on a minute. All right, well, give me a minute. We'll come back and I'll be cranky about something. I'll find something to be cranky about. Don't you worry.
Steve and I get to listen to Tanya play the recorder on the radio in about 10 minutes.
Ryz, you found it quicker than me. That's not fair, right?
I still think that's a got.
Yeah,
I think that's a got. I listen.
In about 10 minutes.
No, I disagree. We could cancel the segment.
True.
And we don't.
No. So we get to. We're grateful that we get to hear it.
Have we had that meeting yet?
No, we haven't had it. It's on the board for a couple of weeks' time, Steve. Triple M. Rock and record of Roosday. We're going to play it after this.
Rock and
recorder Roosday. All right, if you can pick the song that T is playing on her trusty recorder, you score a good prize today. Big tickets to a big gig, T.
Yeah, double pass to the Red Hot Summer Tour. This is coming to Roche Estate in April. Remember, a lot of these Red Hot Summer Tours were supposed to kick off in February, but they moved the dates.
Thing?
Yeah, they moved the dates so Jimmy Barnes would be ready and rocking and ready to go. So, and he is.
You know how the timing was similar to me being in hospital with Barnsy?
Yeah.
I saw a photo 2 days ago, and we've talked about this with me on air because he's a long time in hospital. And it was a photo of him by the pool, you know, like doing the strongman thing.
I saw
and
that.
Said, look, spaghetti arms, you know, like he's working out, so he's getting ready.
Absolutely. Along with The Living End, Birds of Tokyo and more, Saturday, April 6th.
All right.
That's when it's on.
What sort of song you got for us today, mate?
I've just got a song, Steve.
Okie doke.
No clues.
No clues.
Just felt like I was on play school, mate.
You can grab your tickets from Ticketmaster to the Red Hot Summer Tour. It's such a great gig. Or just call us now, 1-333-53. Solve this song and score the tickets.
We got Matt Carter South having a crack first up. Brave of you, Matt. Well done, mate.
Thank you very much. I'll have a go.
Listen carefully.
Here we go.
Yep. Sorry, Matt, I wasn't aware she was going to play the whole song.
keep going.
I got carried away, sorry.
But I must say, but just getting near the end, I went, I know that. Do you, Matt?
That was K-San, wasn't it?
Oh, nailed it.
You see Jimmy Barnes.
Well done, you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Matt, but I got so lost, I was just about to sing along. That's the one it is, K-San.
Congratulations. Off to the Red Hot Summer Tour with Jimmy, as we said, Lemmy the End, Birds of Tokyo, and a whole bunch more at Roche Estate Saturday, April 6th.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Hey, Matt, we'll also give you a family pass to the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. Huge savings, Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, this Easter. So you're going to the zoo and you're going to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Wait a minute, Matt, before you go, there's a world cruise here I've just found. You're going on a world cruise. Oh, look out. Oh, there's a ski holiday in Japan you can have too.
Oh, can I have that one? Good idea, Matt. Well done. We actually have time to play the whole song now, but we can start with you.
I didn't know what you meant then, Ross. I was just about to come up here and joke you.
We'll play the whole Barnsley song.
I thought a little long way with this one, didn't I?
No, I thought that was good. Yeah. I think because you went there, it was like straight up, I got it, though.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
Should we sack Jerry? Because he had no idea what it was.
Jerry didn't know what K-San was.
I've been saying it for months, and now you want to sack it.
He thought it was a nice little oriental ditty.
He did?
Yeah.
I've never ever heard a nice oriental ditty. can we play the whole song?
We can play the whole song. Right. But Tanya, I'm turning your microphone off after about 20 seconds.
I'll leave mine on because I still think train instead of plane.
All right, here it is, K-San. Train out of Sydney. Cold Chisel with Tanya on the recorder.
Jimmy's...
Let my heart to the sapphires round K-San. And I sold my soul in the cigarettes to the black market man.
You can turn it off now.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Tanya, there's a red dot on your forehead.
Okay, enjoy, everyone.
Hey, quick question without notice before we go to the news, because I saw it pop just on my phone about a minute ago, and I went, no. You ready?
Yeah.
Tanya's pointing at the TV, and what are you saying?
It's all right. Just celebrating the fact that they're not going to strike over Easter.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's not distracting at all, thanks.
These things are meant to ask you a question.
Sorry, just a bit stressful.
You
over
look
the last
like
24.
Me when Gary used to talk to me during Origin. Yeah. That's a penalty.
No airline strikes over Easter. Go on.
Okay. Okay, this one popped and I went, oh, wow. What year? Remember Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Right, you're going around, and it was on your phone, and people out in the streets. It went berserk internationally. What year?
What was it called? Virtual reality?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go. Yeah.
I think it was why we were here. So I'd go 2018.
I would have gone 2020, 2018, 2019.
I'd say 2015.
Yeah.
It was when we were in Charlestown.
Yep, definitely.
Wow.
Because I remember being in the Charlestown building and people walking around the downstairs area.
Really?
Yep. That's why, it stood out to me. You're right. I remember being in the Charlestown submarine and thinking,
oh, my God.
I know. See, I don't know what it is. These things popping.
So that's 9 years ago.
Yep. And, we've been together 10 years. So the second year we were together, Pokemon Go was all the rage. And I was with BJ, my son, at that stage.
Yeah. I remember
going
you
out Nobby's Beach.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about BJ doing it.
Yeah. There you go. We're all feeling old now. Everything's 5 years ago, gang. It's a safe bet, isn't it?
It's funny that kind of came and went so fast, though.
Yeah. Yes. It was the biggest sensation all around the world, wasn't it?
Remember people were getting run over?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
No, Tanya.
We laughed.
Remember parents getting run over? No, come back.
Tanya and Steve, Triple M.
Got to admit, as a parent, I didn't see this coming, Tanya. But I got sent a photo from my daughter in Holland Jasmine, who's 26, 27 this year, and it was just a photo of two little boys on a swing with a love heart. Mm. I thought, well, you better get out of there. I think you'd be arrested for doing things like that. And it turns out that it's the current guy she's been seeing for around 4 months, sons.
Mm.
And they're about four, I guess, right? Then I looked and I went, that makes you a stepmum.
It does.
Well, kind of, don't put that tag on the poor thing just yet after 4 months. No, my God.
That's how it rolls, mate. It's like, there's my little boys. Next minute, you're making sandwiches. I wrote to her. Yeah. And she went kind of like, la, la, la. But then I thought, wait a minute. It makes me a step-granddad. I won't have it.
Oh, it does.
I won't have it. But I just thought that's interesting, isn't it, if you're in that age group and, we have kids. Well, I had Tim at 26.
Yeah.
So you're young. I'm just finding that's really young to take on. We all talk as we get older, you take on other people's lives. But at that age,
yeah.
Stepmum.
Yeah, I had a rule at that age. No one with kids.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I absolutely did.
Yeah.
Because I did not want to get mixed up in someone else's kids and their former partner. And,
yeah.
And you see that, don't you?
And I always feared that you'd fall in love with the children.
Yeah.
And hang around a bit longer than maybe you should.
Mm-hmm.
Because you like them more than the partner.
Well, funny you say that in reverse, though. I always get worried for the kids because they suddenly fall in love with you.
Absolutely.
Oh, and then you're out.
You know, after four dates and, back to Tinder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just... thought that's really young, isn't it? And it's kind of thrown upon you. And it does take a certain type of person,
doesn't it?
To just, like, take that on.
Yeah. Yep.
A step-parent in general. I admire step-parents amazingly.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Like my Brian, for instance, who's my birth mum's Jill, he took on four kids and then... 15 years later, they found me. Fine. Yeah. It's like, g'day, mate.
Oh, here's Steve. What a bonus.
Oh, is this Brian? Isn't Brian Matt's dad?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's the stepdad to all of them.
Oh, my God. I thought...
Oh, hang on a minute. We're on radio. Maybe they don't.
No,
they do.
I was going to say, do you want me to dump this, Steve? We've got 10 seconds. We can go back.
Too late now, mate. It'll be on the internet later.
Yes, it will.
Oh, you're getting a phone call?
I thought your stepdad was your step-sibling's father.
No.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I admire him.
Learn something every day about Steve and his family, don't you?
So do I, Rise.
He's such a great stepdad.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, he's my go-to, that advice thing, that you know, whatever it is. But, yeah, step-parents in general are amazing to do that. And there's so many out there that just get on with it.
Yep.
And five kids sometimes.
Mm.
I'm all like, Dania. Oh, I don't think so. You'll have to sell two of them before we'll date.
That's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I do. And they're not spoken about enough.
No.
When you think about Father's Day, Mother's Day, whatever it is, I know they're thrown into that pot, but we don't talk about it. How amazing a step-parent.
Yeah.
Because what do? The wicked old stepmother.
Oh, exactly. Oh,
the nasty old stepdad. Yeah. Because there's plenty of them, too.
What about the Good News Friday call we took either last week or the week before, and the stepdad who... was walking his stepdaughter down the aisle.
Yep.
Oh, no, actually it was the father, but he was saying that the stepdad was also walking his child down the aisle.
Yes.
The two of them were sharing the duties.
Which That's is amazing. The deal I've got with Theo in Holland.
Yeah.
Who was Jasmine's stepdad.
Yep.
Right, is we both said, we'll just get side by side.
Yeah.
Because she said, oh, who would I pick? And I said, we'll both do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good
lovely.
Thing to
yeah.
you, because you've both, you know.
Or... Wow. A little bit tight on the money, but like, it's okay, Theo can sub for me. And I'll watch your wedding on video, darling. But now, if this continues, it'll be an interesting wedding, won't it? We all know the bridal party. The two sons, the best man and everything. But yeah, I'd mention anyway, the fact that we don't joyously talk enough and give enough praise to step-parents.
Mm. Well, you know what? We've got loads of time.
Yeah.
Is there a step-parent that deserves a shout-out?
Yeah, sure.
133-53, give us a call right now. We'd love to talk to you because they are unsung heroes almost, you know, in the lives of a lot of people.
We just want to hear the story of why they're such an amazing step-parent, how long they've been in that child's life. Or walking down aisles or whatever it is. Give us a ring.
Yeah, 133-53 is our phone number.
I've always been really happy with the relationship Theo and I have.
Yeah.
So that's like, you know, natural dad, call it whatever you want to, verse. But we are best of mates and contact each other, and especially when they were younger on certain things and, you know, down the aisle and all that kind of thing. So even that is a big thing because that's not common.
No. Yeah,
is it?
No.
Usually, a lot of the time the new...
And
they don't get along a lot of the time. Mm.
And it's because they even didn't know early on who to call dad.
Yeah.
And I said, you call Theo dad.
Yeah.
You call Theo dad.
Yeah.
You just keep calling me sir. But, you know,
you know what I love, though?
What?
He's no longer with your ex either.
No.
And when you go back there, you'll stay with him.
Yes.
I think it's lovely.
Yeah,
and get on the couch and bitch about her. Hello, Tanya.
Hello.
Hello. Shout out to a step-parent, Tanya. Who is it?
It's my husband. I had a six-month-old boy when we got together.
Wow.
And he has been fabulous.
Yeah, isn't that
amazing.
Great? How old is the kid now?
He's 23 and we have a 21-year-old shared.
Oh, awesome.
Lovely. And how does your 23-year-old feel about his stepdad?
Oh, no, that's his dad. That's his dad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, it's the only dad he would know, really, unless you kept in... Did you keep in touch with his dad? Other dad?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Tanya, for giving us a call. We really appreciate it. We'll go to Wes at Merriweather.
Hey, Wes.
Morning, guys.
You're a stepdad, Wesley?
I am a stepdad, but I'd like to give a shout out to the guy that took on my four kids.
Oh.
There you go. Okay.
Tell us.
Did a great job with them. They all seem to like him and they all get on really well, so.
Do you get on with him?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
It's good, isn't it, Wes? And how it should be, because let's face it, weddings, marriage breakups, adult problems, kids shouldn't suffer. They do, but you try and do your best.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, lovely. That's nice, Wes. Thanks for the call. That's sweet, isn't it? Shout out.
Yeah.
It's like nice. You and
again,
Theo.
We don't hear this conversation much and it goes on every day.
Julie's at Singleton. Who's the step-parent, Jules?
Andrew, my beautiful husband of 26 years. He's been in my daughter's life since she was two. She's getting married in September this year, and it's the same as your conversation before. He's walking my daughter down the aisle with her real father.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
Beautiful.
Are they doing it side by side, or is it going to be halfway meet?
No, side by side, because they both had the involvement of being the father in her life.
Yeah.
So they both look at it and go, they're both her father. There's no stepfather.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Does your husband and your former husband get along, Julie, apart from they've got this shared stepchild, but do they get along outside of that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not something that they want to catch up and see one another, but for Alicia's sake, since she was little, we've always done sports together. Her father's now remarried. So her stepmom is a big involvement in her life as well. So when it comes to sporting events, it's all four of us there. It's not
That's
just
great.
Parent.
How beautiful.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Good stuff, Jules. Thanks for the call.
It's the closest thing I can relate to everyone when I say I'm adopted.
Yeah.
Because Betty and Alf, my adopted, they were my parents.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
It's not who has you.
No.
Who gives birth, who raises you.
Yeah, who loves you.
Yeah, that too.
Takes care of you. And What a lovely conversation. I love hearing that.
I know. I'm still banking on not being able to afford to get to Jasmine's wedding, so I'm just glad Theo's there for her.
He'll be there to pinch it for you.
Watching on the phone, darling. You look beautiful.
It's Triple M.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.
So, do you know just by someone's body language when they're lying to you during a story? Are you that astute? Do you consider yourself being able to pick it up?
I would say yes.
Right.
Not necessarily body language, though. But I know. Yeah. Look, I used to watch. There was a show years ago, and I loved it. I found it really interesting.
Well, it is interesting, and these sort of stories roll around a lot. You know, every so often we get a spike in how to detect a lie. But I was just kind of going through the list again, and there, like, one of these things on their own doesn't necessarily mean someone's lying.
Yeah.
But they say you have to have a combo of about three or four things if someone's telling you a story.
One of them you touch your face or something like that?
Yes, touching the face.
Scratching nose or just in touching faces?
Just even, and someone cradling their chin, you know how they might.
Yep.
And when they're, you do this a lot, Steve.
Stroke your beard.
Ever since you've noticed that, and it was years ago.
Yeah.
I tell people now, and they always go, I've never seen you angry. And I go, if I'm stroking my chin, and this is what I say, if I'm stroking my chin, run.
I only see you do that in meetings when, like, there's some stupid ideas.
But if you combine stroking of the chin or touching your nose with what they call blink spiking. So we blink on average 12 to 14 times per minute.
Mm.
And a blink spike is someone that is doubling that.
Ah.
So if you're telling a story and you start going, I'm doing it to you now.
You've got Tourette's.
You will.
But I know what you mean.
That's blink spiking.
See, I always find lack of eye contact.
That's a good one because it says angling the body away and the eye contact away. That's a good telltale sign.
Yep.
Flushing. Some people do flush in the face, which is a great giveaway.
Yes.
I feel sorry for those people because they're always just a walking billboard of lies. Hard swallowing. Because it, if you're trying to tell a lie, sometimes it hits you physically.
Yeah, yeah.
And people struggle to swallow. I like this, overly convincive language. And I do this, and I'm not lying, but I do it. You know, when you'll say something and I'll go, Absolutely, or 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I do that a lot.
Oh, okay.
But that's a dead giveaway that you're lying.
Yeah.
And the other one is the expanded contractions. And that's kind of things like, you don't say don't, you'll say, I do not believe, or, you know what I mean? If you're expanding your contractions.
Righto.
And making sure you're
speaking properly.
Yeah, kind of thing almost. Speaking properly, but making those points, yes. using your language that way, that's a real giveaway.
Or with our boss when they're talking.
Yeah, there's that too. Just flapping the gums, eh?
Guys, I've got this great thing for you. Okie dokie, here we go. I find, from that show I was talking about,
yeah.
I can't remember his name. The moment I see someone cross their arms, I go, okay, you're out.
Do you think it's lying, or do you think they're just not?
Oh no, not lying. No, it's
defensive.
The arms crossed because it's like, A, I don't like what's being spoken about,
or
B, I don't want to go here.
Yeah,
true.
And that's one of the things that just stayed with me.
Yeah.
As soon as you see someone cross their arms, they're in defense mode.
So true. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Or just cross my arms, feel. I know. Yeah, it's a very closed position, isn't it?
Or as I say when I do it, just getting comfy. But you know, yeah. But immediately arms are crossed.
Yeah.
But yeah, the stroking of the beard, as you pointed out, is now quite common among everybody. I can tell.
And when you dive into certain professions, I don't want to highlight but they are talking about salespeople.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Salespeople will often tug that left ear when they're either giving you a price or telling you they can't go higher or lower or whatever it is.
Oh.
So the tugging of the left ear denotes a lie. By all accounts, according to this bloke.
Yep. Maybe that hence the line, you're pulling my chain came from.
Maybe.
It's so interesting all
isn't
that.
Isn't it? Yeah. Body language.
The red face one I love because, and I won't say her name, but we've talked about it and laughed a lot about it. And she goes, you know I can't lie. I turn red.
I know who you're talking about.
But she does.
Yeah.
Right? And she doesn't lie. She really, really doesn't. Sometimes it hurts, but she doesn't. She can't.
Yeah.
She turns red just like you described.
Yes.
She goes, my mum saw it. I had no hope. There'd be a lot of people listening going, yeah, that's me.
Yeah
definitely. It's Tenure and Steve. This is Triple M, $1,000 Minutes, coming up in a couple of minutes.
Technology. Expert Trevor Long.
From EFTM.com.
Morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
Hi, Trevi. We've actually been doing ads of late for the 2023 TV run out because making way for new models, and you've got announcements for new models today.
Welcome to TV season. That's what I like to call it. And in an Olympic year with the Olympics on Channel 9 and Stan, you're going to want a nice, big, fancy TV. First out of the blocks, to use an Olympic parlance, LG. Their 2024 TV range, I saw a bit of it at CES in January in Las Vegas, and now it's here in Australia. It'll be in retailers this month and next at Harvey's and the like. But the thing that stood out to me when they were talking to me about this was two things. Firstly, big TVs we've talked about a lot, but numbers-wise, apparently last year 35% of TVs sold were 75 inches or more, and they expect that to go to 40% this year.
I was only thinking the other day.
40% of TVs, 75%, 75 inches or bigger. That's wild.
When you go back to when the flat screens first started kicking around, we were all mind blown by 40 inch, weren't we?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I look at the TV I've had in my bedroom is like be a 32 to 40 inch TV, maybe 32, I think. It's 12 or 15 years old. Like, it's a good TV. But then I go downstairs and look at my 100 inch TV and I go, hee hee.
Yeah.
And look, the good news is, prices are coming down too. Now, the prices at the top end, I try to compare this year's versus last. There's definitely savings up to like $1,700 year on year, which is great news for consumers. So if you're looking for an OLED TV, LG's range hits stores in the next month or so, and well worth considering in the lead up to the Olympics.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you've really got to be in TVs. I know we've had this discussion before, but you know, if you can pick up a flat screen 70 incher at Aldi for $800, you're not going to pay $3,000 unless it matters to you.
Yeah.
You know, for the similar.
And look, that's the thing. I've always said, when you get home, there's only one TV on the wall.
Yeah.
You aren't, you're not putting another one next to it to go, oh, the brightness is better or the colours. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, it's a big TV. Just get what you can afford.
Yep.
But if you are a videophile who can notice the difference in refresh rates and all that stuff, you're definitely going to hang out for an OLED and you're going to want the best, and that's what LG does.
Mm. Trevi, with the 3G shutdown that is coming, how many Aussies will be affected by this? Do you know?
It's funny. I thought it would be a very low number because I thought, hey, my advice, 3G shutting down in July, make sure you've got a 4G phone. But it turns out that's not enough. There are 4G phones out there that will not be able to make 000 calls because they've been programmed to use the 3G network for that. We're talking about 750,000 phones. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a lot of people. And look, it's not that those of us that have got the latest phones and refresh our phones every year or two. We're talking about 5 to 10-year-old phones here. So I actually think this is a time we as individuals need to think, okay, what's my mum got? What's my elderly neighbour got? You know, right. Have that conversation and find out what sort of phone they've got and is it going to be capable of making emergency calls post 3G. It's really hard to tell, I'll be honest with you. You should talk to the telcos. But honestly, if it's a really old phone, and it doesn't have to be a $2,000 phone, just get yourself a $300 phone. It'll do everything you need and it'll mean that when you do need to make that 000 call, you won't find out at the wrong time.
So I take it, Trevor, there's no responsibility for telcos to like keep it going for that reason?
No, look, I think that would be a big call to say we need to extend this out just because of this. Let's be clear, Telstra is doing everything they can. They are text messaging and emailing just the people that have these phones.
Right.
So if you haven't got a text, it's not you. But if you've got a text, don't ignore it. If you've got a text from Telstra about 3G, emergency, 4G, anything like that, get in touch with Telstra and get a better phone.
Okay, so because I thought it would be as simple as you saying to us, anyone with an iPhone 6 or a Samsung, you know what I mean? I thought it would be the cutoff.
So it is easy with iPhone and Samsung. iPhone, it's iPhone 6 onwards, it's fine. So you're going to be fine. I don't know anyone with an iPhone 5.
Sure.
Samsung, it's pretty much the S7 onwards. So broadly, we're pretty good. But I do know people that are using Galaxy S5 and S6. But all the other brands, some of them had some $300 phones 6 years ago that might not be compatible.
I've got a neighbour who's still on the Orange network. How will they go?
They're good with the neighbours who are on the 3 network. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember 3?
I do!
Yeah.
It was a weird one as well.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. You appreciate it.
Cheers, guys.
Have a great week.
There's Trevor Long. EFTM.com. That's Trevor's website if you want to check it out.
Where's Glennie and Evie sit with that?
No, I've given up giving them phones, Steve.
Have you?
Yeah. I'd give them a phone and they would end up in the bottom of a handbag or, you know, sitting in a caravan park and never be too retrieved again.
What about the pigeon? How's the pigeon going now?
They're just not interested.
Neither was my mum.
I copped on the day that mum was at mine and a phone started ringing and she picked up the remote control. She tried to... It's a true story. Sorry, mum, but it happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought, you guys just don't care.
Yeah.
They don't want to be tracked down. It's true.
Oh, God, I wish I was there for that. He's like, oh, you talk to them, T.
It's Triple M.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud and clear, 'cause Tanya and
Stephen Hill, it's Triple M breakfast. We're going to speak to an owner of a talking dog very soon.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, no.
Wizardry.
Hang on. What's behind your eyes? What's Steve's rules of the show? No lunatics.
No lunatics. Well, we're going to break that rule in the next 10 minutes.
Yes. All right.
Someone that Tanya's been following, Steve.
Again.
Sorry. I can't help it.
Actually, I'm guilty. I'm about to play something from someone I follow.
Well, there you go.
He's not a lunatic. He's a comedian. Anyway, his name's Troy Kinn. Now, there's no... I don't know about you guys, but I really enjoy... When you see people out in a group and they're trying to get a photo done, hey, do you want me to take that?
Yes.
Or something, you know, I actually enjoy... Oh, would you? That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
Don't. It's 2024. Don't do it. This is Troy Kinn's version of what it's like if you've got a group of people and you just... Be nice and offer to take the photo for them.
Oh, wait on. I'll just ask this guy. Excuse me. Would you mind taking a photo of us?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody say cheese.
Oh, actually, I'm a vegan. Could you please have us say something else?
Okay, everybody say tofu.
Tofu is actually not as good for you as vegans think. Any CrossFitter will tell you that. It's bad for your testosterone levels.
Okay, I'm sorry. How about we all just smile?
Oh, if one more asshole asks me to smile...
Not really an arsehole. Taking a photo for you, so...
What's it a smile about anyway?
Okay, would you like me to just count backwards from 3?
Oh, would you like dyslexic people to just not exist?
My cousin has dyslexia, so offended.
Adopted. Don't even know who my cousins are, so more offended.
How about this? We all put a word we're comfortable with in our heads and I'll get the shot.
No, it doesn't sound very inclusive, though, does it? I suppose you'd like us all to stand a few metres apart, would you, Stalin?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't see what religion has to do with this.
Well, I'm an atheist, so majorly triggered.
Is that a comment on the gun debate? Still trying to control people.
But it's not just the people. Has anyone thought about the animals?
Look, this is what we're going to do. Everybody throw up a peace sign and I'll take a photo.
Wow.
cultural appropriation is alive and well. Why don't you just ask us to say kung fu?
Guess what? New plan. Group selfie. Ready, set, go. Boom. And looks awesome. You're going to love it. Nice to meet you.
That is hilarious.
That just sums up the world right now. It's going to hell in a handbasket, isn't it?
It's Dangerous Steve, Triple M, JR Spin on Sport. We're going to hear that next. Thanks to Work Locker.
Work Locker, Warners Bay or Morrissey.
Well, the Knights are due a bit of good luck ahead of Sunday's game against Melbourne, and they've caught a break. Storm halfback Jerome Hughes has been suspended for one game for pushing over the ref.
Yay!
In the win against the Warriors on the weekend.
The referee went down! He got in Hughes' way.
Don't you love it when a ref falls over, particularly with assistance? The crowd goes wild.
With assistance.
It looked like to me he was in the way, but there's no grey areas in the NRL, so Hughes gets a week off. Now, add to that, Christian Welsh failed a HIA on the weekend, and Cameron Munster's been missing too due to a weird injury.
I slipped in the shower, which was a true story. I definitely did my groin, and then, yeah, I just haven't been able to come back from it.
Too much soap or shampoo?
Too much Heads and Shoulders. It was ended up more. Okay. Maybe it's just old hips, to be honest. I use them a fair bit, so, yeah.
So, Cameron Munster with too much information there. Plus, Nelson Asofa-Solomona has been out with a hamstring injury. If they're not named today, that's four Test and Origin stars on the bench for the Storm.
Hurrah!
Yay!
But if you remember the last time the Knights went up against the severely weakened side, it was Penrith last year without six of their Origin stars. Mm. They lost, and it was the Melbourne Storm skipper that said this.
How did the Knights not win? Knights. Panthers didn't have anyone.
Panthers didn't have anyone.
If that we want to flip again.
Came back to bite him.
Yeah, straight after that loss, they went on their 10-game winning streak. So a win on Sunday might be welcome. A loss might be a kick up the backside like they got last year, which put them on that run.
I hope the coach is listening. The only answer to a win this weekend is putting Matt Croker in the side.
Yes.
Well, you might also see Jaden Brayley back from injury, perhaps, and Dylan Lucas back from concussion. So a lot going Newcastle's way on paper this week.
Do you ever go down the rabbit hole of some of the Knights forums online?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a lot of hate, so a lot much of negativity.
Anger.
Yeah.
So much anger about if Jaden is back. Who goes into that?
Exactly.
The
there's a lot of expert coaches on those.
No, we kind of stay on the fun side. Melbourne's first choice halves are out for pushing a ref and slipping on shampoo. That's the kind of areas I like to play.
Those forums, though, are full of people going, get rid of him, he's paid too much. Great game. Legend!
Exactly. Yeah. On your JR, the JR's been on sport. It's thanks to Work Locker. 25% off cat workwear for a limited time at Work Locker, Waters Bay or Morissette.
I found something on Instagram last week that I have been fascinated with, been doing deep dives on. You know when you find a new account and you might scroll back through, maybe a couple of videos.
Just trying to get a handle on what it's all about. Yeah, I gotcha.
I've been going back deep dives.
Right.
And it's all about a talking dog.
A
talking dog.
So you've been watching Scooby-Doo?
No. Better than Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Right? This dog's name is Cash. He's a golden retriever. He lives in California with his owner, Rad, and he speaks. I'm going to tell you how, and then we're going to meet Rad, right?
Okay.
So in the videos, there's these pads, and they have rather large buttons. Think of not an A4 sheet of paper, maybe smaller than an A4, and then a button, and every button is a word.
Oh, yeah.
So Rad and Cash communicate because Cash, I don't even know how many words, we'll ask Rad, but here's an example of Cash telling Rad he wants a visitor.
Cash, want visitor.
Where visitor?
Yes, yes.
Want visitor?
Blunt. Visitor. Grandpa.
You want grandpa.
Cash wanted to visit his grandpa, which is obviously Rad's dad.
Sure.
But this is the sort of stuff. His vocabulary is, I can't get my head around
I've seen these buttons. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I
mean? It's really interesting, isn't it?
They're pads on the floor Cash hits the pad button and knows all the words and can communicate.
Cash is extreme. The bulldog I see just says, I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, Cash does that too.
Oh, there you go.
But here's Rad, owner of Cash. G'day, Rad.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
That must take a lot of training.
It's
interesting because it's a lot less than you would expect in that it's much more demonstration. So I think a lot of people assume that it is something that we actively train, and maybe you sit there and you give them treats as you do repetitions. But really, it's like teaching a kid to communicate, wherein you just speak or communicate around them. And when they want something and they see how other people are accessing it using buttons, they start to play with that and mimic it. And then lo and behold, they get what they want. And they think, oh, so if I press the food button, I get food. Or if I press the outside button, that door outside opens. And so it's quite interesting in that you don't ever just sit with them and, you know, train for hours. You just use it as part of your life.
But, Brad, I saw a video of yours where you were busy in the kitchen, and the way you've got the camera set up, it's just constantly over the pad, Steve. And Rad was busy. Cash was playing with a toy, and it was a ball. And Cash's ball went underneath his bed in kind of around the other side of the kitchen. And for a while, he's sort of standing there waiting for Rad to pick up on it, and you were busy. So the next minute, he races over, and he goes, Cash, toy, bed. And you stopped what you were doing, had a listen, and went, oh, so your ball went under the bed. Sure enough, it did. Like, that's really clever.
Yeah.
It was really a cool moment. And at the end of that video, you do see me just look at him and say, I can't believe that just happened. Because even living with him, it just takes my breath away, how clever he really is. And so, yeah, I both am used to it and also am in awe of him basically every day.
Well, yeah, as you just described, like he's figuring it himself with words.
It's incredible the way he put it together.
Yeah, but I'd also like to know, Rad, are they all those sorts of words? Because are there ones where he can go, you are an idiot?
So there's a whole genre of basically comedy videos online where people have put words, curse words on buttons and let their dogs press them and make up funny.
Okay, so you can do that.
Well, yeah. But how many words?
You certainly can.
How many words in Cash's vocabulary, or how many does he have available to his use on those pads?
He had around 130.
Wow.
That's
more than three of my mates can talk.
Apart from the one I mentioned about the toy going under the bed, what's your most amazing moment where he put some words together that communicated perfectly?
For me, I think there's two that stand out. One, and he's done this more than once, he's told me that he was going to throw up before he actually threw up.
No, geez.
And that to me is, yeah, it's just wild because you can't argue with that. Like, he comes in and he says that he's sick, and then a few minutes later he barfs right in front of me, and I'm like, wow, you, like what do you say to that? Yes, you were sick and you told me.
Rad, we're getting really close to Planet of the Apes stuff here.
Yeah. I wish my kids did that. Told me they were going to throw up before they threw up.
The dogs are going to take over the world.
And what was the other example?
And then the other one is that I had been crying because something happened in my life, and he came up and he sniffed my tears and he said, like, mom's sick. And because he did not at that point have a button for sad, and the only button that was close to probably what he was smelling on me was sick because I smelled different than normal. Aww. And to me, that was just so fascinating that he would come up, and I had never, ever shown him that. We had never talked about that at all. And for him to smell my tears for the first time and say, mom's sick, was just fascinating.
I think we all really do underestimate the intelligence of a dog.
Absolutely.
Because we haven't had these sorts of things to really show it.
Yeah. Well, I love following Cash's adventure.
Yeah.
And you can follow along with Cash on Instagram, and it's C-A-C-H-E, Cash Cow Adventurer. It's been great talking with you, Rad, and I can't wait to see more of Cash.
Thank you so much for having me.
Build better at McDonald Jones, with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Penny Rand
Stevens, So, mind blown or what?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It is, isn't it?
We're talking to a lady in America who has a dog that talks to her through
These pads.
Yeah.
With words.
Oh, I like to call it wizardry.
Wizardry.
It was wizardry.
Do you know, Mike was telling his hairdresser, my husband was telling his hairdresser about this on Saturday.
Doesn't sound butch enough, please, mate. Could you just say barber?
All right. Telling his barber, and his female barber said...
Was this while he was sipping his champagne?
Yeah. His female barber said, I know someone in Maitland who has those pads with a cavoodle.
Right. Also, the dog does it there as well.
The dog does it there. I don't know how good the vocabulary is.
Yeah.
But we're curious, do you communicate with your, usually a dog?
Yeah.
But you can have other pets if you want.
Oh, yeah. How do you know when your animal wants something? What's the signal?
Yes.
133353. We'd love to talk to you right now. How do you communicate with your pets? 133353.
Not all of them might be at Cash's level with a vocabulary of over 100 words.
The way I talked to Baxter, you'd think he did.
Yeah.
Because I just talk to him like I talk to you guys.
Yeah.
But his signal to me is when he wanted to go outside like all standard dogs, but it was the way Baxter did it. He'd walk to the back door.
Yeah.
He'd tap it twice with his paw.
Oh.
And then turn and look at me. Yeah. Now, if I didn't get straight up, it'd be, hey,
yeah,
and he'd tap
bang,
again.
Bang.
So, yeah, it was like living with an annoying flatmate. but, yeah, that was it. Yeah, and that's just for anything.
Yeah.
He would tap it twice.
Yeah.
And that was it, I knew. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's no level of what we were just doing.
Sure.
But you just know what your animal wants.
You get to know them, children and animals.
Yep.
Gabby's giving us a call. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
How do you communicate with your animal, Gab?
I've got two cats. They both communicate in their own ways, but one of them I thought is quite funny. Whenever he wants my attention or he wants something, he opens one of the drawers in the house and slams it shut as loudly as he can.
Yeah, yep. As only a cat would.
Absolutely. So is it kind of like, come and I need to communicate with you right now?
Pretty much, yeah. And he'll just keep doing it. If you know, it takes me a couple of minutes to get up, it's like, bang, bang, bang. It's like, okay, I'm coming.
Yeah, they get an aggro, don't they?
That's so cool. Thanks, Gav.
That's why I asked, have you got any buttons that say, you idiot? Because that's how they look at us.
Yes, especially cats. Yeah. Penelope's at Charlestown. Who communicates with you, Penelope?
I've got a little dog called Carlos. He communicates, but sometimes it can get a little annoying.
Yeah, how?
Why?
Because he's quite persistent. So he'll hit the play button when he wants to play, and if no one's in the mood, it'll just keep going. And it sounds like a bit of a rock song. He'll go, play, 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 play.
So you have this same system, Penelope?
Yeah, I've got a few buttons around the house, one at the door, one near his food, one near his toys.
I think it's incredible.
I'd like one that just said, I just pooped. go clean up.
Oh, I love it. Did you know this was such a big thing?
No.
The buttons with
not,
the words?
Not as common, no.
No.
But then again, we have only talked to one person who has one. So I'm not sure if it's taken over the nation yet.
Okay.
But where do you get them?
I don't know. We should have asked Penelope. Linda?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, who do you communicate with?
So I think David was talking to your hairdresser about my niece. She's got the cavoodle in Maitland.
Oh, your niece has the cavoodle. Yeah, it's not David,
Michael.
It's Michael.
Yeah,
but
husband,
yeah.
Michael, yeah.
Michael, sorry.
Yeah,
that's all right, Linda.
yeah, so her name's Poppy. The dog is Poppy, and my niece is Maddie. And, she's had the button since Christmas. And so we've got a doggy door when she comes to our house. And the sliding door behind the doggy door was shut, so she couldn't go outside. And she went and pressed the button for outside.
Okay. I think it's amazing.
Is it just one? How many buttons are there? Are they single buttons?
They're single buttons. So she's got about 12, so she knows outside. And at her place, Poppy can hit the button for farm when she wants to come to our place.
Oh,
and she
I
can
love
also
that.
Do food when she wants something to eat.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
We've got to jump in on this quick and make swear ones.
Thanks, Linda.
Hang on, Linda. Do you know where Poppy's pet family got the pads with the buttons?
Yeah, she ordered it online. I think it came from America.
Right.
I was figuring.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd see that little Insta or whatever and go, I'm getting one of those.
Yeah.
And you just go online.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating.
I'm telling you, we've got to get onto the swear ones. Got to get onto the funny ones. Like, my dog can say I want to go outside. My dog can tell me to go and get...
Triple M.
Predictable weather impacts water supplies. Thanks for making smart water choices. From Hunter Water. On the line. You'll never know what you'll find. Whoa, oh, oh.
That's just having a look at a study here, Steve.
Yeah.
And it's countries where antidepressants are most commonly prescribed around the world.
Ooh.
Now, for a long time, we've believed that America is probably the most, you know, they've just been popping pills and
yeah.
antidepressants for decades.
See, I always picture London because everyone looks miserable.
Yeah, and the weather. Yeah.
You catch a tube in London, I'm telling you.
Okay.
You'll come off depressed.
Well, as far as UK goes, it comes seventh on the list.
Okay.
The country that's on the top of the list, and maybe it's because of the weather, maybe it's because of the volcanoes that keep erupting, is Iceland.
Oh, okay.
And because they a lot of darkness up
that's
there
what
as
I
well.
Mean.
Like three hours of sunlight.
Think
in
about it. Yeah. Right? Think about it. Hello, darkness, my yeah. old friend.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's interesting though. It's a theme.
Yeah. Well, number two is Portugal. Maybe that's just economics. I don't know. Number three is Canada. And number four is Australia.
Man. Yay! We made the list.
I don't think it's anything to be yaying about.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, in Australia we get them in nightclubs. The rest are prescribed.
So four is Australia. Five is the USA. Comes after us. Six is Sweden. UK, as I said, seven. Spain, Chile, Denmark. They make up the top 10.
Mm.
The least prescribed country on the planet is South Korea.
If you're wondering why you said, oh, I just punched her in the shoulder.
South Korea. They,
is it?
Yeah, they're happy. They don't need drugs. But then again, it is frowned upon in their culture
also,
to rely on antidepressants.
Also, and this is a guess, right? Total guess. I bet you the countries that have less of them have less internet.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
Guarantee you. Again, a guess. But I guarantee you there's less social media in the countries with less depressants.
Okay.
Just theory.
Well, it's South Korea, though.
Yeah, I know. They're
I'm
as thinking
bad
North
as we
Korea,
are.
Probably.
Yeah,
but
no.
I don't know. I don't have any facts on that they're as bad as we are.
Yeah,
It doesn't. But they probably are. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like America, UK, we're just throwing out countries with loads of social medias.
Mm.
And that's where it's all coming from these days.
Probably.
I mean, amongst weather, amongst so many other things.
Yeah.
But I think that's a big contributor.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Is it we're reading out something from social media?
How ironic.
It's weird, but it is the way the world is, isn't it?
Yep.
It's just how it is. I was actually just looking because it's on the line, but it's a water bill, and we just did Hunter Water. Remember when I was away and the neighbours heard the water?
Oh, rushing, yeah, in the backyard.
So watch this space, gang, because I'm bound for that water bill soon, and I have no idea how long that water was pouring out of the back tap.
Well, it was a wee while, wasn't it?
I think so,
yeah.
No idea.
Okay, so you haven't got it yet.
I'm in for some bill shock. No, that's why I was literally on the line then going, did the bill come through? No.
Okay.
So it's due. Ballpark figure, come on, throw them in your envelopes. What, my average, okay, my average would normally be 3-month period, is that right?
Yep.
$200.
Oh, is that all?
$250.
Might be up for a 600-er.
Maybe, depending on how long it was running
for.
Yeah,
just because it was a week, wasn't it?
I don't
know. Or 2 weeks, maybe.
No one knows. Honestly, no one knows.
It was on your hose, and the trigger nozzle on the hose
came off.
Yeah, it came off, and it was just flooding.
Mm. Oh, well.
Could
won't
be
long now.
Is it on Sportsbet?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good odds that it's going to be a lot more.
I'm thinking a grand.
No, it won't be that much.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
You can always ring Hunter Water and explain the situation. I'm sure they'll take pity on you.
Oh,
or not.
Oh, I was going to say, you make us laugh, Rosie.
The only ones laughing will be them.
Exactly. It's 12 past 8. This is Tanya and Steve. If you want to win your way to the party of the decade, our 10th year birthday party, give us a call now. 1-333-53. It's happening. Harrigan's Cameron Park, your new local for food and fun.
Harrigan's Cameron Park, your local for food and fun.
Tanya and Steve's 10th year birthday party.
10 years we've been doing this together, haven't we,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, it's a long time in radio world. You know, you have one bad survey and they get rid of you.
That's it.
Luckily, we haven't had a bad one yet.
So it's worth celebrating 10 years of being together. And Catherine at Belmont, you're going to do it with us.
Woohoo!
Is it fair, Catherine, because it's our 10-year celebration, that Tanya and I are the drunkest people in the room?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
I might join you, though.
No, that's fine.
Absolutely, Catherine. Who are you going to bring with you?
Oh, I don't know. I think I might put it out for her later.
Oh. Okay. It's interesting, because usually people have an obvious go-to.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got a workmate who I would bring to the single ball, and she couldn't come because she got really sick the day before, so I reckon she might get the ticket.
Oh, that's so good.
Were you at the last jingle ball?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we don't know. You've done your quota.
Hello, it must be so much fun. I'm coming back.
Oh, that's good nice to hear.
Well, it's Carrigan's Cameron Park, Thursday, April 18th.
Yep.
We'll look after all the food, all the wine, all the drink, and even Dave Gleason.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
See you there, Catherine. We've got more invitations to go with JR from 9 o'clock this morning. Harrigan's Cameron Parker's your new local for food and fun.
I hope there's a big cake that we pop out of.
So do I.
Yeah.
I've already got our bikinis picked.
Awesome.
Excellent news.
How good is it, Rising, taking us there and back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking you there and back in an Uber. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
That's nicely how Rising done earns extra money during the week, everyone.
Not driving it. You sound like that.
Build better at McDonald's Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud, cause Tanya and
Steve Hill's Triple M Breakfast. 102.9 Triple M, it is 8:25. This is Tanya and Steve.
Set the scene, please, Rosie.
No problem there, Tanny. Oh.
What do you got to tell us, Paulie?
Well, as Tay Tay said, it's been a cruel summer, and I love this. There's a Cruel Summer Renters Diversity Experience Report that's just come out.
Good Lord.
I know. What big does that title mean? Basically, what it means is they've looked at how renters have to put up with cruel summers. They don't have air conditioning, or they have a lack of cooling, whether it be even ceiling fans.
Yep.
And the whole report was talking about the temperatures in people's bedrooms when they're renting over the last two summers.
Right.
And the humidity that they're experiencing, because we are not at a stage where minimum requirements or minimum standards dictate that a rental property should have, you know, some sort of cooling.
I was about to
ask.
I thought that was kind of standard.
It's not yet.
Oh, okay.
And which I think it has to become, don't you?
Nah, read out your hot box, mate. That'll teach them. But yeah, actually. Because, I mean, ceiling fans?
Well, it affects people's mental health. It affects them not being able to sleep and get up and go to work.
Take it from me. There's nothing better than a good ceiling fan to blow that hot air on you.
See, here am I talking about minimum standards for renters.
Yeah.
You've got your own place and you don't even meet the minimum standards that would be a nice, comfortable temperature.
No, in hindsight of buying it, I wish I took someone else with me to look at it.
Because, he's blaming me again.
Because that person would have noticed that the air conditioning was lacking, but she forced me into buying it immediately and I didn't have time to think. But on that, though, and it was a beautiful renovation, but it was like, quick, we better whack in an aircon. So it was low hallways. So I do experience what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it does get you down.
Of course it does.
You're coming out like, oh, this is insane.
Yeah.
You're too hot. And so I really get it. But I didn't know. I just presumed renting places had aircon.
No. It's kind of like renter beware.
Right.
Make sure you have a look and see if there
or
is something.
Or buyer beware in our case. Too.
Well, yeah, buyer beware.
Renter beware, right?
Yeah. But I honestly believe there should be a minimum standard for people that have to rent.
Yes.
Because we're turning into a country that's going to look at long-term renting for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you know what blows my mind, Steve? Going through Queensland, now we're experiencing that humidity that Queensland's always had to deal with.
Yeah.
It's travelling further south, as we well know. But I can't believe the amount of apartments they whack up in Queensland, and there's plenty of them, and they still only have an air conditioner in the living room.
Yes.
And not air conditioning in the bedroom. And I'm talking new builds.
Yeah. Mm. No, look, I can't explain it. As you well know, I've got a lot of friends and family up there. I don't know what it is, but I come out. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm sitting there sweating, look like a fatty boom boom. Because it's on my life. Oh, you guys, you got the air conditioning on? Oh, no, we're right, mate. Like, seriously, or they put it on.
Yeah.
Put it on and run it a couple of hours.
Yeah. Or run it at 24, 25.
Oh, don't.
Notice that.
It is the strangest thing.
Yeah.
But you're right. They don't, it's not, I don't know. I can't explain it.
Going forward, shouldn't all new builds have to have air in right through the place?
That should be the first thing. Never mind the concrete foundation.
Yeah. Air conditioning in all rooms.
Well, just have it on the site.
Yeah.
Ready to go in.
Oh,
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it,
no.
The Queensland thing particularly, but with renting, you'd think, come on.
Yeah.
It's like literally, okay, you've got to have a stove.
Yes.
You've got to have an oven.
Yes, you've got to have air conditioning.
Part of that.
Well, I agree.
Well, as Tay Tay said, it has been a cruel summer. Hey,
it is.
Steve.
Used to play Tay Tay, this one.
Any excuse.
Love a bit of Tay-Tay.
Certainly made my day. You know, in Europe, I don't know if it's the island's the same, mm-hmm. but in Holland, anyway, with my kids, when you move into a rented place...
They're same.
Oven, yeah. carpet, the lot.
You got to do it yourself.
Is island same?
Yeah.
The lot.
What, right? There's no, like, big appliances in the kitchen?
No,
kind of
nothing.
Thing. Wow.
And imagine aircon again, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, yep. you literally paint, carpet, tile.
If you're lucky. Our nephew just bought a house in Dublin, and all of what you've just talked about, that is so much extra. You basically end up with a shell.
Yeah.
Like, the flooring, like, you get a slab, and you've got to decide, do I put tiles down? Do I put floorboards?
Here's,
yeah.
Here's what I
you get a shell
get.
Rise.
What I don't get now, okay, is you just say the wooden boards.
Yep.
Floating floorboards. Like, yeah, I'll put those in. I'm renting. Yeah, I'll take those when I leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put them in even if you're renting?
Yeah. None of the appliances that we're used to.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't
Ovens,
it?
Ovens, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. There must be thousands of people in Europe that just have loads of carpet in their garage.